Welcome back, everybody, to Overdunk episode 26. This is the competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. I'm your host, Zoinks, and joined with me today are some very special guests. I have the North America EOS Cup champions, Full Send. What's up, guys?
Yo!
What's up?
Congratulations to your whole squad. In very Overdunk fashion, it's a little bit of a victory lap every week after a major tournament, but we had to get you guys on for sure. You guys are all familiar faces to people in the scene for sure, and to the show. Four or five of you were on the show, but you guys got a new member, so let's just go through everybody with a really quick round of introductions in case anybody's listening, maybe in podcast form, new to the scene and all that stuff, wants to get to know their tourney winners. Starting my top left with you, Bloodline.
Hello, my name is Bloodline. I'm the defender player for Full Send. Been here one time before, and I'm glad to be back.
Nice, nice. Okay, awesome. Let's go with Bulby next.
My name's Bulby. I swapped from jungle to top. I've been playing disgusting amount of Lucario games ever since, and I'm here now and glad to be here, obviously. So yeah,
Lucario definitely feels like the role that you have to play an unhealthy amount of games to really
for sure.
But Celestial, how about you?
Hello, I am Celestial. I am the Blastoise slave of this year team. I don't know.
No, that's good. I think that encapsulates it. Let's go with Snowpoints next.
Okay, I'm Snowpoints. I'm the Hoopa player for Full Send, and I think this is like my third time on the show.
Yeah, you've been.
I've been here quite a bit.
Yeah, Bradley's definitely an Overdunk favorite. We've had you on quite a few times. And then last but certainly not least, also another new one. I don't believe we had you last time. Otter, welcome to the show.
No, I think I missed them. Yeah, I go by Otter, and luckily I got to drop Lucario once we picked up Bulby, so I play attacker for Full Send, which means I don't really have to practice.
Very nice. Yeah, we saw you on some interesting roles for sure this tournament. I missed it. One of my like earliest casts I did, Otter, you were playing and you were on Bemasaur at the time, and I really do miss those days. It was a good time. but yeah, at least pretty sure that was you. That being said, guys, so welcome to the show. Congratulations on the North America EOS Cup win. Easily one of the best tournaments to date. Easily one of the best like series to date, though, in the Grand Finals. It was amazing. So fun. Of course, me and Dupes next got the pleasure to cast it, which was time of our lives, seriously. And it was a really easy one to do because it was exciting. But before we get into all that and just like into the actual interview and stuff of the show, I just want to do a quick little bit of housekeeping here at the top of the show. If you've been listening to Overdunk for a while, you know that this is kind of what we do here. It's a lot of team previews where I get a team on, we interview them, we find out about their team, how they work, all that good stuff. That's definitely going to continue. We're definitely going to keep the team preview part of the show, but we're trying to branch out into a little bit more content just as the scene gets bigger a little bit. The demand for a competitive focused podcast is going to exist, and we want to have just like topic discussion, not always tourney recap and team interview stuff in the future. So look forward to that. We got a little bit of a sneak preview with an Overdunk LFT that happened last night, which I think was a huge success, so thanks everyone who turned out for that. It was really fun just, you know, trying to gas up players who were looking for a team right now, which was really cool. But that being said, let's get into the actual important stuff of this episode. Guys, I'm looking at not a brand new roster, but a new addition, but brand new champions, definitely. Talk to me about the kind of formation of Bulby, you being added, Otter, you role swapping. When, how did these decisions kind of come into play?
I guess I'll start. I just want to say it was really cursed. I asked for like tryouts and like, I don't know. I think everyone's kind of discouraged at the time from what happened in March and like, no one ever even told me I was on the team. I kind of just slowly got on the team and just kept playing. And then, slowly and slowly, I don't know, it made more sense. I tried out as attacker actually first, but it does make more sense for me to play Lucario if I'm playing shit tons and Otter likes to play Sylveon and
sure.
Bemasaur, and he's cracked at A9 for some reason, so it worked out. And I slowly got on the team after tryouts, and I put in a lot of work. I didn't even end up e-speeding, but, the character is the character. I know how to Ult a zap, and that's all we needed to. So yeah,
pressing ZL and zap gonna be a very important storyline we have going forward
yes.
in this interview. But guys, how about somebody who was on the roster? Let's talk about it. March was a pretty huge disappointment for your squad. I know it was a devastating way to lose, and not the placement you guys wanted. You were second in February. March, not quite there, but again, you have full redemption arc. But in March, after that happening, how quickly did you guys know that Bulby was going to be on this roster? Was it like immediately, or was it like kind of like, crap, we need somebody?
He was okay. at the top of our free agents that we were thinking about off the bat.
So I'll say this, because these other three, they were sort of less involved, I feel like. They were sort of mental boomed a little bit.
Okay, sure.
So it was between, at the time, it was between Bulby and Sneaky Seal.
Okay.
And Bulby obviously had a lot more dedication. Sneaky also said take Bulby even. Okay. So we ended up picking up Bulby, and we would have preferred Lucario anyways. Put Allen back attacker. I think it's better since we don't play as much as other teams, obviously. Sure. So
yeah, we'll definitely have to talk about that.
You speak for yourself.
A little bit too.
Yeah,
sure. Bulby's the hardcore grinder. Maybe we can put Bloodline in that roster too. But there is
Bulby was very passionate. That's for sure, like, the biggest thing.
Yeah.
When we picked him up.
Okay.
I think that was a very important thing for us to have, especially when you said after our, what we did and got sixth place and we weren't really happy about it. I think we needed somebody that was like dedicated and wanted to bring the fire back into the squad, you know what I mean? So I think that was a big plus when we were looking at Bulby, and it just felt right, you know what I mean?
That's awesome. Very cool. Well, Bulby, I know I put you literally on the hot spot right at the top of the episode and so much, but one more question. I mean, they're all saying you were so motivated, so committed. This is something you really wanted to do. You went on an absolute tear as well with Blackhand in that March finals as well. Like, you were killing it there. You got so much praise from that tournament as well. When you were like free agent shopping, was Full Send at the top of your team list, or was there a couple other teams you were thinking about?
Yeah, so it's like, I don't know, you just know after playing with the top players for so long how good everyone's game IQ is and stuff. Like, yeah. I know they don't play a ton, but I just know, like, I've played with them before. I know when we get into a game, they're going to make the right plays, no matter how, like, rusty their hands are or whatever. So, like, I knew this was, like, the team for me just based on the players and what we could get done, so I'm glad I reached out and ended up here, so yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'm glad too. I'm really glad. It was a great tournament. Yeah, it was so much fun.
For sure.
But guys, let's ask a few questions that are a little more fun before we get down to the real, you know, grindiness of going through your bracket, talking about games. Out of this team, you each can have a different answer if you want. It might be a consensus. Who is your team's MVP of the AOS Cup? Who do you guys think you would award the MVP to for this tournament run?
I think I know my answer.
Okay, Potter, pick it off then.
Yeah.
None of us have really talked about it, but I would say Celestial.
Okay, very, very cool. All right, so Celestial's your MVP vote. Bulby, you also wanted to get in on this. Who is yours?
Yeah, I was thinking about it too, based off the questions, and I thought it was... I was like trying to pick, but it's like so hard. Like, we all made such crazy plays at different times. So, like, I don't know, me and Celestial were securing a lot. Otter was just ripping through health bars. Bloodline was keeping us all alive. Mm-hmm. Bradley was ulting at 230. I mean, you know, stunning so he could win.
Yeah.
But no, he popped off some crazy times. Like, won us the game when he like stunned people so he could get to score and everything like that. So yeah, I don't know, I think it was pretty even, so I wouldn't pick one person, but yeah, definitely Celestial did go crazy mode, so okay. I wouldn't be sad if we picked him. So yeah,
for sure. No, I think that's a great shout. Okay, anybody else have any more to chime in, or do we think that Celestial's a clear favorite?
I actually do have an answer. I would say it was either Bloodline or Bulby. They actually did a lot more than I personally was expecting this tournament, especially Bulby with the secures. And yeah. Okay, Bloodline, don't get excited.
You go up. No, I'm kidding.
Bloodline, you did have a very popular competitive Discord renamed after you. You did do quite well. Let's not shame any of these players. You guys were all popping up. But Celestial, your vote is going to be one of those two players. Awesome, awesome.
I would
Okay.
just say, all around, I feel like everyone just
I
played
agree.
better than usual.
Sure.
We all just had our moments.
Cool. Was this a okay? I have to ask then. Based on that question, was this tournament success a surprise to you guys as a roster? Like, did you not expect to be going all the way, getting first through a crazy loser's bracket run as well?
Mind-blowing.
I think we said it like multiple times during the tournament. Like we kept getting more and more confident. Like going in the black hat, we're like, okay, we just want double the prize money. Okay, we got third. Like, all right,
Yeah,
let's just. All
surprisingly.
right, okay. Well, we're second now, so we might as well just go for it. And then we're like, we're 3-1. We're resetting. We might as well do it at this point. So
That's
yeah,
awesome.
it's like slow curve. But
It
yeah.
was very much like one step at a time. We were
Okay.
like, all right, we got to day two. Let's focus up, see what we can do.
Yeah.
And then it just kept going from there, and it just got better and better.
That's awesome. I'm really glad to hear you guys said that because Seltzer, our host on the desk, asked me when you guys reset the bracket. They're like, "Is like can Full Send like do this? Is like what are they capable of?" But I was like, "I know the guys on Full Send. I know one thing that they are never lacking, and that's confidence. Like they have that. They got a lot of that. So I definitely think that they'll be able to take this down. So it's great to hear that I was not completely wrong in my analysis of that club."
I would like to chime in on this one specifically, actually. See,
Sure.
I think my team didn't have as much faith as they, at first,
As
at
they're
least.
claiming to have? Okay.
I for one, had faith going into the tournament that we'd do well.
Okay.
I think everyone else was sort of iffy about it because we didn't really play much, right? That was definitely a point, but
Yeah.
I don't know. I think overall we expected to do decent, but
Okay.
I think,
Well,
yeah.
awesome. Well, nothing's better than defying any kind of expectations you guys have. Because, I mean, you can go in feeling confident, you can go in feeling like you'll win the whole thing, but actually winning the whole thing is always going to be the best feeling, no matter what you were thinking of beforehand. But, okay, so for the next question that I have to kind of learn, some of the moments of the tournament, it's the best int of the tournament. I have a vote for this already. I was laughing on cast while seeing it. Snow points. You
Yeah,
pulled
I'll take it.
Celestial back when he was halting, man.
Oh wait, no. That one was
No.
actually fine.
That was very
No.
good.
Oh,
That was actually
really?
clutch.
Oh,
Nobody
man.
understands, but that was actually such a
I thought
clutch
you were
play.
gonna say it didn't roll.
Explain it to me because I was laughing so hard when it happened.
It okay, so it reset Celestial's ult to 90%, so he
Okay,
got it
well.
back.
And we all dodged the Blissey ult.
Yeah,
We all
it
dodged the Blissey
reset. It gave Buddy Barrier for one of us to live,
That's
and
sick.
yeah, it was
Okay.
actually really
It
clutch.
was the
Never
most
mind.
like sabotage looking play, but it was actually like a genius portal.
That's so sick. Okay, well, I
But we can
retract it.
flame him
That's
about
awesome.
the 230 ult. Everybody
Yes,
said
I was about to
that was
say
the
that.
biggest hint.
Yeah,
The
that's like our
230 ult was
consensus.
the biggest hint for sure.
Okay, yes.
He was flaming himself, and then we like got the most illegal win. I don't know how
Yes,
we pulled
Celestial
that
like
off.
got the best secure with Blastoise ult.
And
Yeah.
they ran like Mach 10 to the goal, and then made it.
Nice.
That
Yeah.
was so illegal.
You gotta do what you gotta do, right? But okay, great. 230 all, spaghetti all over the floor, but if you can pick it up, you're in a good spot.
Yes,
All
I
right, I
put
like
that as the
that.
biggest thing.
Okay, no, that's a great, I think that's a really good answer. All right, well, the last question, guys, you just won 10 racks as a team. That's 2K to each player. Anybody got any initial plans for the prize money?
I'm trying to lose
Bloodline?
it in the stock market as fast as
Oh,
possible.
yeah.
Okay, Otter's trying to stay rich. All right, I like that. Anybody else?
I'm just trying to get a PC.
Okay,
I'm about to
very
buy a
nice.
PC. That's what I'm gonna get.
Yeah,
Yeah,
mobile gamer.
people keep asking me. I just keep saying more fast food. That's what
Absolutely,
I
yeah.
survive off of. So yeah.
I owe DoorDash so much money. Like, yeah,
Yeah,
that prize money's going
I
directly.
drive there because I can't.
Well, fair.
I don't know. I can't ration it. I don't know the right word, but yeah,
Yeah.
I like to drive and blast music and
No,
stuff. So
that's
yeah,
good.
it's chill. But yeah, I'm. I could definitely see the DoorDash addiction coming in sooner or later.
Sure. Hey, yeah, you're
Yeah,
loaded now. It could
for
happen.
sure.
Yeah. And anybody else with immediate prize money thoughts? We got a PC, we got food and stock market. This is a really good spread. I'm pretty sure I heard this in like a future planning class in high school about one was a good thing to do, one was a not good thing to do. I don't know which one was which though. Snow points and Celestial, any spots you guys want to use this money in?
I don't have anything. Oh, Bradley, you go.
Okay. I don't really have anything I'm gonna spend right away, but like it was more so it was like good money to cover my trip because my
Sure.
girlfriend stayed the last weekend. So that helped a lot.
Yeah, sure. That'll help. That'll help deal with any expense you have. Celestial, how about you?
Really have anything in specific. Maybe new computer upgraded.
Ooh, more Keanu skins.
Sort of getting nah, don't bring up
Nah.
Keanu. Every
Okay. Keanu skin.
Yeah.
Every single one.
Come on, don't be shy. Buy
No.
out the battle pass.
Probably just probably just upgrade computer at this point because it's
Okay.
getting sort of old, so.
Yeah, no, that is going to be a really good investment. Hey, and we can always pray that Unite will eventually be on PC. It'll never happen, but something we can hope for, you know? Awesome. Well, guys, let's actually jump into bracket. So, AOS Cup, a little bit of a different format this time around. We were looking at a group stage. So, like we were saying, a little bit different than anything else. First off, I want just your guys' opinions. Did you like this 2-day format with group stage being added? Did you enjoy that, or would you rather just like a larger bracket in that kind of thing, in that kind of sense?
I liked it.
Yeah.
I think I liked it.
No, it was more interesting and not just like, oh, this bracket looks so big. It's like, oh, one day we do this, one day we do that. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Oh, definitely.
I did like it.
I like the way that day two everything was casted, like nonstop.
That felt good. The one thing about broadcast that still sucks, I know for North America players, is that the EU and NA are tied together, and so you guys have to wait like a super long time between Europe and North America on Championship Sunday, which is a bummer. So apologies, maybe one day that'll be figured out. But yeah, other than that, though, I think I really, really like it. I like the group stage. I do wish that had casting. It would have been fun, especially because things got kind of crazy in there. Specifically, Bulby, you were playing Azumarill. Talk to me about why on earth that Pokemon was selected.
Yeah, so partly because I can't stand Lucario and Nidorino just getting my E-speeds canceled. Not that like if you're good you don't do it, but like it still happens, and just I don't know the character in general, but Azumarill's fun into it because I can actually kill it, and
Sure.
I can clear farm really quick. Like it's just I can survive top lane because I know they don't have a Lucario, and then Gardevoir and Venusaur. Like Gardevoir, I can just jump on her, and Venusaur, I rip through it. So it was just good into their comp, and I played enough solo queue games of where I and a few competitive games like where it'd be possible for me to pull out, and the boys trusted me. So yeah, we made it
Sure.
work.
Okay. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's awesome. So I'm looking at your group play. You were in group B, which a lot of people were like, okay, the second toughest group in like looking at it. However, like if we look at like bracket wise results and everything, like group B may have potentially been the toughest group. Like if we're considering results and things. I mean only because Blossom going 0-3, I think, would be like why people would start considering that. However, still a really tough group. You guys make it out 2-1. You beat Low Expectations. That was your first round game, right? It was Low Expectations
No,
matchup?
our first round was Nemesis.
Oh, okay. Got it. Your
Yeah.
first round was Nemesis. So you start with a
Yes.
loss and then you're able to transition in it into two more wins after that. What was
No. Oh, yes, we lost to Nemesis and then won the next two matches. I
Exactly.
just want to say that was the most illegal steal I've ever seen Art do. There's literally five of us on it, and she just comes in and belches it. It's a defender, by the way. It does that much damage. I don't
Oof.
understand, but
And
yeah.
Art stole it five one v
Yeah, she
five,
stole
and then it
that.
started the villain arc of Full Send
Yeah.
going this comp. The
Yeah.
butterfly effect was real in AOS Cup. Okay. Guys, any as so we had the illegal Art steal, they're able to take the game. Any other talk about the games between Actual Trash or Low Expectations that anyone wants to touch on? Were either of those games particularly close, or did Full Send kind of run it up the entire time?
I will say this one versus Actual Trash game two. I was dove on harder than I've ever been dove
Oh
on in my
yeah,
life
I
before.
remember.
They ran me down, like just five of them just running at me, and my team just trying to come from behind them, but they can't catch them, right? So we ended up getting wiped on that one besides Alan, and Alan
Oh
may have
yeah.
gotten the most illegal 1v5 silver. He had an A9
A9
steal with
steal.
Aslan's
Yeah,
name.
and he said that I get that. He's like he just does the little
He
hop.
says,
He's like,
"I
I
get
get this.
these."
Boop.
Yeah,
He just
he actually said, "I
can
get this," and then he does a
yeah.
1v5 and aced
Yeah.
it.
Oh, so crazy.
That's nuts.
That was a fun
My
game.
job. Yeah, that's hilarious. Okay, well, let's talk about team comp during group stage, because you guys did make a transition between day one and two. Did you play the same comp all the way through groups outside of the Azumarill in that
no,
one game?
We played a lot of different things, actually.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah.
We played, like, five different variations in total, I think.
Okay, well, I don't want to lab out every single one and why you were doing so. Well, but the only question I want to ask is then, why were you trying so many things? Were you trying to count your enemy team? Were you trying to practice a little bit before you got to bracket, try to see what felt best? What was the choice between running so many different options?
I think it was mostly, like, counterpicking.
Okay, yeah.
Obviously, we know what most teams will be playing. Mm-hmm. We know certain – most people don't play, you know, every character. So they only play one to two comps normally. Yeah. So we can counterpick that and then go from there, basically.
Nice. Very, very cool. Well, that's awesome. I mean, it obviously was a ton of success. Anybody else have any notes from the Low Expectations game? Was that a close one, or was it a little bit just kind of full send?
It was a good set. It was just, like, scary because at the time we didn't know, like, if we tied 2-1 with them, because at one point they were 1-1 with Nemesis. We didn't know how it would work, like, if they'd get sent to the top 8 instead of us because they were higher seed.
Right.
No, so, but I think that never would have made sense, because if we beat them and they're also 2-1, then we would go through. So. Yeah. I don't think it would have ever mattered. But
yeah, the first tiebreaker is head to head, and then it's win percentage, and then it's map win percentage, like within sets, and then after that it's seed. But
yeah, and then after that was points. I remember, because we were figuring that all out.
After that,
it was
championship points.
Yeah. Oh. They had championship points.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, sorry. Yeah. No, I'm agreeing then. I was saying seed to your championship points. That makes sense to me. Okay, cool.
I just remember we spent so much time figuring out whether or not we would go onto groups if they, like, had a tying score.
Yeah,
really?
We talked about it for a lot.
And then at the end of the day, no, this was when they were fighting Nemesis, and then we were ready to play them afterwards. And then by the end of the conversation, we literally just, like, all right, we'll just win, and it's fine. Like, we talked about it so long, and then we're like, okay, just beat them, and then it'll work. Like, that's how it works.
Well, that's great. I'm glad it worked out for you guys. But, okay, awesome. So that was group stage. Overall, a pretty positive review from you guys about groups. You really liked them. I think it was a cool change-up. How about 2 days of a tournament? Bradley, I know this one kind of stings for you. You had plans with your girlfriend. Things change around really, really shitty timeline-wise. But other than that, for everybody, do you like this 2 days of gameplay? Does, like, the break in between day one and two give you guys chance to, I mean, chill out and relax a little bit, but also, like, prep and plan for your upcoming bracket?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely liked it. I think the fact that you can know that day one you're playing, like, slightly messier games, you know, more of a bloodbath.
Yeah,
and then
sure.
If you do make it to the top four of day two, it's like, okay, you know that you're gonna be in, like, your professional mode from start to finish.
Hmm.
And you can, like, I don't know, ration your endurance for that.
Sure.
It helps you get in the right mindset, I think.
Okay. Very cool. Well, I'm so glad there's so much positive feedback for this tournament format. It was my favorite to watch, so I'm glad players are agreeing with that, at least on this team. So that's awesome. All right, so you headed in the bracket, and we had a little bit of a preview of Grand Finals in Game 1 in the upper bracket quarters. This was on Saturday. You guys got 2-0'd by GG. What went down this game?
I don't even remember.
I do remember.
Honestly, I'm pretty sure it was like they just kind of mopped us.
Oh, really?
I think the second game I played Azu and we should have won. Yeah. But yeah,
you're right.
First game,
we
I forgot
the Azu against them.
So, yeah, yeah.
Game
yeah.
one, they completely rolled us, you know, okay. dominating yeah. fashion.
Game second
two,
game, I
however, we played a very interesting comp. Okay, so okay. We knew we needed to play a new comp. We played Solar Beam Venusaur.
Okay.
We played Talonflame, and we played Azumarill.
Wow. Okay. So, no secure in your top lane, so everything else has to be secure? Is that kind
yes.
of the game plan?
So,
or
I mean, it's Fly Talon, so...
It was Fly Talon.
To get seven.
Okay. So, we went mostly even the whole game. We ended up getting Zap, and we go score.
At the time? Were they running Sword, Greninja?
I believe he was running sword. He was okay. running sword. Okay. Yes. You were running sword Trevenant.
Okay. Yeah. Trevenant top. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yes. And we mostly went Talon, you know, to pick Pikachu and stuff. They were playing Pikachu also at the time, not Blastoise. So, okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. Interesting. They're
playing Pikachu. What ended up happening is we got Zap, and Bradley accidentally took the portal back instead of stopping.
He could have jumped on like 180 points. Dunk, and we lost because
we lost by that. Yeah.
He did a quick TP back to base using the hyperspace portal.
It was a lot of griefing, but a lot of clutch plays. So whatever.
Yeah. When it rains, it pours, and that kind of thing.
When the Hoopa was nice, there were some really, really nice Hoopa plays, especially in the grand finals, though. Yeah.
But if you think about it,
I was ice cold in the grand finals.
if you think about it, we needed to be in the losers bracket to have enough time to learn the comp to win the whole thing. So
this is true. Okay, so Gaming Gladiators beat themselves by 2-0-ing you first round.
Yeah,
love that. Love the narrative we're spinning.
Oh, for
here.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so actually, I would be lying if I was not super curious about this next game. Obviously, not a broadcast, and you guys won 2-0 handily. You played against Overcap, the notorious North America score comp team. Them and SKT are like the only teams that really ever put some practice and played it. You guys 2-0'd them. What were they playing?
It was like Krustle Talon top.
Whoa. Okay, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, the usual Krustle Talon top.
Sure,
you know.
Sure.
Their jungler was Dragonite, and I think bot lane
was...
I have no idea.
And...
Yeah.
Wiggly?
I think it was Wiggly.
Yeah, I think it has to be.
So they just ran it back. They just ran score cup with Nerd.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
they made it to top eight. Okay, well, that. Oh, and they got through on ties too, right? That was.
Yeah, they were 1-2.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, this might not be the last we see of Overcap, but you guys were able to circumvent it pretty easily. Did you guys counter comp at all, knowing you were going against score comp?
We went 2-2, I think.
Okay. With Hoopa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just went standard comp. I played Greninja, and then we just played 2-1-2.
We did like 130k the one game.
Greninja did so much work.
Yeah.
That's sick. Okay. Very cool.
Yeah, we just played the game clean and made it so we could zone them out of Zap. The first game, I think we just ripped Zap because they weren't in the pit at all. So, and then the second game... They ended up just nuking it with every ult, and I think they got it, but we still ended up making a push and scoring enough to win. So, yeah,
that's awesome.
The second game was semi-close, but the first one was,
very cool. Bloodline, were you on Blissey this entire tournament?
No. In groups, I played Slowbro against Nemesis.
Okay.
Because we really wanted the Slowbro ulti. Mm-hmm. But I think after that, it was all Blissey. I think it was all Blissey. In the beginning, we were running Helping Hand, though. I wasn't on Egg Bomb. Because we were running more like double AD carry comps, where it was like a Cinder, A9 kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So we were like, I'm just going to stand on top of them, give them Helping Hand. Right. And from how much my team actually wasn't playing, they really didn't realize that Egg Bomb was actually pretty meta. So they were like, just run Helping Hand. Like, Egg Bomb is a trick. Like, it's bait.
Yeah.
It's bait. And I was like, okay, I'll just run what you guys want me to, like, if you want. And I mean, it worked.
It works out, man, dude. Watching your... Egg Bomb, I think, also got a buff from Hyperspace Hole being meta, if we're being honest, right? Like, being able to knock up and block the ports, like, I think was a really nice Egg Bomb buff. I mean, the move just also really strong right now. Imagine having Snorlax Heavy Slam with a 3 charge of them, and you can do it from range. It's pretty nice. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's pretty good. But anyway, you guys win that game. You go on to take on Sandra. So Sandra's Cheeky Children, a bit of an enigma to me as a team. Like, I definitely know those players. I've seen them around. I guess what the enigma is, they just keep surprising me about the teams that, like, they're beating. And they're consistently beating, like, other mid-table teams and kind of, crawling their way up the leaderboard in terms of points. So an exciting team to watch, but you do 2-0 this team as well. Anything specific about this game you want to talk about?
I just remember the moment in the first game, because the game's obviously over before the stream ends, so we're still watching like the last 3 minutes, and some dude's just in chat like, oh, they must have paid Bulby to play this as Zoom Meryl, and then like 2 seconds later, I walk up,
steal the Rotom at like 2:30 or like 2:15. I kill two people, the Greedent and the Venusaur, with both of them ulting, and we like the game's free from there. And then he's like, and then like 30 seconds later, he's like, I never doubted once. He just says, Densha. I'm like, okay, buddy. We're That's just like awesome. Laughing. Yeah. That's so, cool. Otherwise, I don't know. The games were not too like crazy, but that was my favorite moment for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You guys had an interesting relationship with Twitch chat in this tournament for sure.
Definitely.
overall. Like, yeah. Bulby gets praised. Azumarill gets hyped up. And then all of a sudden, day
Sylveon.
Two. Day two, yeah. Sylveon was exciting until it wasn't. And then everyone was just pissed that there was a rip comp. There was a lot of Twitch chat was kind of bouncing all over the place. Sorry, go ahead, Bloodline.
A full flip.
Full flip.
Full flip, baby.
They either loved us or absolutely hated us. There was no one between.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right. It's like a very, very interesting relationship with Twitch chat. But hey, all right. You guys, next game is loser bracket semifinals. This is day two, right?
Yes. First Black Hand.
Yeah, second game of day two. You guys are going up against Black Hand.
Mm-hmm.
You guys watched Random Gaming earlier. I gotta know, what spurred the decision to all of a sudden grab this comp? What looked so good about it to you? Was it just the fact that Random won with it, or was there something else?
Well, okay. We started off the day with it, actually. So we played it game one also. We played it game one of Black Hand.
I think I just didn't take X attack or something, so maybe it didn't look like it, but it was still, just started with it.
Got it.
Yeah. I think I took slow smoke. We were getting coached like in mid match by the Europeans. They're like, take X attack. We're like, oh, okay. Like, so yeah.
Okay. Celestial, you what were you going on?
So the night before, you know, I did mention the comp, okay? Uh-huh. But instead so I wanted to do a pod review of it, but we had Alan playing TFT. Okay. And
yeah, I was watching.
we had Bulby Bloodline sort of watching, and then Bradley was busy, right? So So we didn't really get to VOD review that. And then in the morning, we got to do it for like an hour. Okay. And the comp just seemed super strong. Mm-hmm. It seemed like because of our lack of practice, beating them standard would be a lot more effort than playing this comp and doing equally as well, right? Because we're more...
Embrace the full flip.
Yeah.
I think we also knew that anybody, like, we know that most of our competition knew what we were running, and I think one of the surprise factors was bringing out a comp that they didn't know we had or were going to run. So I think they knew, like, obviously a Black Hand, great team. They have excellent coach. That guy probably has a whole book on us, just a whole text document on what we're going to do, everything, all that kind of stuff. So I think it was a good surprise factor bringing in another comp. And I think that was one of the reasons why I was like, yeah, you know what? Let's just see how it goes.
That's awesome. You guys, as Full Send, I know that you're confident you can beat anybody and you like to play against everybody. If you had to pick like a rival for Full Send in the scene, is Black Hand the one? I feel like every time I watch Full Send versus Black Hand, it's always a banger series.
Nah. Okay, here's what it was before. Okay. Before it was Blossom 100% without a doubt.
Sure. Okay. Easy
now,
choice.
Blossom split at this point, so probably not Blossom. It's definitely Aphelion now / Nemesis.
A little bit of beef there for sure, but hey, that makes for some good games. So,
and we had a really bad track record against them in tournament.
Aphelion.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Well, it started out this tournament not so great either, but you headed into them in the lower bracket final. So Aphelion Esports versus Full Send, another 2-1. You've now embraced the Random Gaming comp fully. You guys are rocking with this. Celestial, you're on Blastoise. Otter, talk to me about this Sylveon pick. So,
I love Sylveon.
Okay, break it down for me. What is so good about Sylveon within this composition?
I love Sylveon. Despite it not being meta for like the past 5-6 months, I think Bradley, especially, he knew I was disgusting on this character.
Yeah, okay.
Disgusting.
I'd always mention it.
I'm very grateful for the fact that not only my team trusted me to play Sylveon, but the fact that Celestial gave up half his jungle for me at the start of the game.
To play first time attacker,
and then also to play Blastoise, which is a character, you know, you can't really ego when you're defeating your enemy with Blastoise. So it's like Celestial for sure gave up the most to be able to enable this comp, okay. And that's one of the reasons why I thought he was a big MVP in the tournament. But the character,
it sounds like he suggested the comp too. So
he brought it to us. He brought it. But the character is just so immensely strong in the early game, especially with I think Adesu's double glasses focus band build.
Yeah, that's nice.
Enables it to just be like the most disgusting 2v2 monster, because even if the enemy jungler does like full clear, gets top late, if they're level 5, you're still gonna beat them 2v2, yeah. Even if you're level 4.
Absolutely. Not to mention B clear with hyper voice is just busted. Like
you get everything. So you get everything.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, great. It works. So it's so strong early game, but you were, and Adesu, let's face it as well, they're insanely good at the game as well. You guys were playing it super strong late game too. On cast, I was talking a little bit about it. Like every time an enemy team was trying to split push, something that Ophelion, very well known for doing, like a Sylveon just has to stand near their point and they completely stop it. Like it's so, so good at just spacing. If they have somewhere to retreat to, Sylveon's like unbelievably strong. Am I anywhere close to like some of the strengths that Sylveon has?
No, absolutely,
has, like,
absolutely. Yeah. It's unkillable unless you like hard CC it and stuff, and their comp doesn't really have that.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
Also, but only so much can rip through Blastoise is a big thing, and I think Sylveon's good for that. So, like compared to A9, Pika can't do too much to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah, I think if anything that I'm like screaming in the masses in front of Pokemon Unite Town Hall for nerfs, it may be the biggest one. I think might be Blastoise, even above Hoopa. Hoopa's Unite has got to change in some way. I don't know how. That Pokemon is ridiculous. I love watching it. I love playing it. That Unite move's got to change. But Blastoise may be yet another one. Celestial, let's talk about the Blastoise pick then. How do you feel about this Pokemon? I know it's been good, it's been bad, but now it's kind of back to being insane. Is it the best central area Pokemon right now?
So I think it's definitely best central, right? Okay. It's obviously really, really strong. It was really strong on release. You know, it sort of fell down when they sort of gutted it for a while. Mm-hmm. They gave it buffs again. It's now unkillable. Mm-hmm. Does so much damage, especially with the new build of special attack specs where you score and you just, it almost doubles your damage, it feels like.
It's ridiculous,
and
man.
Yeah. It's just really, really strong. You don't need 9 going down to Dread either. Yeah. You know, you get your spin on them.
Yeah, just Beyblade all over them. Yeah, they gave him a Beyblade move and a Demon Slayer skin. They love this character. But all right, cool. Any other points that we want to talk about, like within the Ophelion game? You guys win this one 2-1. Any big moments that you specifically want to point out that felt really good, really felt like you guys turned the tide of the game? Any big situations like that?
Game 3.
Okay.
I managed to kill Artrio before she got portal off.
That's huge.
And then Trainer chased me. And I managed to get out the sword on 1 HP and the sword also.
That was clutch.
Oh, I saw this. Yes, I was listening. Yeah, the fact that you were actually able to back was like, oh my god. Yeah, that is sick. But playing against Trainer is always a tough one. He's a very, very good jungle player too. I'm sure you would have loved to play like an ego Pokemon to be able to go fight 1v1 in a situation, but sometimes you like you said, you gotta be a bit of a Blastoise slave to make these games happen. But the comp looks sick.
One thing I want to mention.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, brother.
Okay, you can go, Bloodline.
Oh, okay, thank you. One thing I want to mention is in both of these game threes, Celestial kind of came in super clutch, and it's something that I completely forgot happened to Blackhand that I want to bring up before we keep going in.
Yeah.
But game 3 Blackhand, we had no idea what the point total was, and I don't know if you remember the score, but we ended up winning by 12 points. The one person that knew that we were ahead was Celestial. Everybody else was like running around with chickens with their head cut off. We were like, do we go score? Do we defend? What do we do? And Celestial was like the only one. He's like, guys, trust me. We defend. We got the cap. We have to be up right now. And we're like, all right, screw it. Like, let's do it. Mm-hmm. And he MVP for that set for sure. Celestial got it. 12-point win. Insanely close game set from Blackhand. Then, comes in game 3. He has that beautiful just running away from sword while also killing a moment, just running across the zap, spinning around, and the sword just like dies in front of him. The game, that last game 3 was like so close in the team fight. I think I remember the zap secure was Egg Bomb via me, but there was like 2 of them right next to the Zapdos, and there was like 3 or 4 of us, I think, if I recall correctly, for the game 3 of Ophelion.
Yeah.
Uh, the, that last game could have gone, both of those last games could have gone either way, 100%.
Yeah, but Celestial clutched out the team fight, and I was respawning. So even if they got the secure in that moment, I think we would have won still. Because Celestial clutched the fight.
Oh yeah, everyone was dead.
That's I remember this. We ended up killing them all, anyways.
I died to. I died to Blastoise in the first team fight. I like screwed up the 1v1, but Celestial clutched it out, and we won that way.
That's good. That's really.
I felt like our team comp, like against Nemesis and Gladiators, was just like the perfect counter to how both teams kind of played. Like Nemesis, it really does force them to be in the pit, and that's. Right. Typically where Archu doesn't want to be, she wants to be backcapping. Mm-hmm.
Backcapping, and, they're like take a team fight every single time, like below or above pit, they do not want to be like in the pit to start things off. Yeah.
The good thing about this comp is if she's backcapping, like that zap can get instantly ripped before she even gets back to the pit.
Yeah, the amount of zap rip you have is absurd. Like obviously Bulby, but Egg Bomb as well, like everything gets tossed in there, but that's awesome. Okay, well, yeah, these games were, of course, all bangers, but eventually we head into the very best one of the day. Gaming Gladiators versus Full Send. So you guys are finally in the grand finals. You were in a loser's bracket style position. You guys already mentioned to me vibes were surprisingly high, I think, like headed into what you've lost to this team already in this tournament 2-0. However, you literally double your prize money if you beat this team. So obviously that's got to be a pretty good incentive. How about you guys? How were the vibes going into this last game? Was it like, we just beat Black Cannon and Aphelion, we could absolutely do this? Or was it like, oh boy, here we go?
Oh, no, we were ready. Okay. We were so ready to play that team.
We knew we could do it. We just couldn't get too ahead of ourselves because we had to beat them.
Six. Yeah, I was like, holy, we're about to have to play so many games. But like, that was the feeling a little bit. But
yeah,
we were obviously like people were telling us like, you've already improved so much on the comp, like just keep playing well. And so our confidence was definitely up there.
That's sick. Well, I mean, in these situations too, like so often, if a reset does happen, the likelihood that the team that just lost it like actually was in the winner side is not that high. Like if you do sports statistics and stuff, like if you lose that first game, it is so hard to come back and win like and change it around and win in reverse. Like it is not an easy thing
for sure.
I was surprised when Blossom did it, but either way, you guys headed in the first one. I believe you took down 3-1, right, in that first in that first game.
Yep.
Yes, we won two, lost one, and then won the third. Yeah. So yeah, that's why we were surprised they did pretty well in the third game that with the one they won in that set. Yeah. We thought they would keep running that comp, but they switched back to the Greninja and Blastoise. So we were surprised by how much Greninja they played because he obviously showcased Toon's obviously really good at Greninja. But we think if he went something like Sword, it would have been much harder. But obviously, if you can snowball the game with Greninja, it counters our comp a bit. So
Definitely. If that Pokemon gets up and running, if you can win early game hard enough, it's absolutely absurd. Especially with a tree going around and CCing your team for what feels like 2 minutes at a time whenever Hornleash goes off. So if they can make that happen, that's pretty huge. But instead of just talking about this game like as a whole, there's so many games to talk about. And one interesting point that I was watching was like, the games were so decisively one team or the other the entire game. Like, there were so few games where it was like, you guys split Dreadnoughts. It was like, three Dreadnoughts, Full Send, got it, and then they win the game. And then Gaming Gladiators got three Dreadnoughts, and they win the game. It was just like, I don't know, it was really, really cool to see you guys not even changing comps up very much. Obviously, you guys weren't. Them doing just a little bit, but the major adaptations in-game. I think what it, more than anything, it just taught a viewer base about, like, you know, how to, like, change up strategies. Like, the Pokemon changing is not the only way to change how you play the game. Like, there are so many, like, you know, pathing, strategy, macro, all that stuff, obviously. But instead of just, like, talking on and on about this entire set, we're running a little lower on time, why don't you guys just each talk about, like, one big moment that you can think about from this entire series that you just, like, really remember, stands out really, really clearly in your head. Bloodline, why don't you kick us off?
I think he's messing with
his mic. I think I want to wait to last if I can.
Yeah, that's totally fine. Bulby, do you have one in mind?
No, let someone else go.
Celestial, do you have one?
I do have one in mind. The one where Alan manages, we all die. Alan manages to go in at level as a level 8 Sylveon first dread, get the dread, and then kill Toon because Toon overly greeds.
Dude, that was the moment.
That was clutch.
I was losing my mind when that happened. When you got that was absolutely huge.
That is the last game, right?
Yeah, we're
watching it right now. Yeah, it's right now. Okay, yeah. I tuned back in.
I didn't think it was gonna happen when he smokescreened there, and you guys went back. I was like, oh, like I think they missed him, and then yeah, you all just come portal back and you take him out. That was a huge turning point in that game. Honestly, like from that point on, Lutano had to stay up, tries to stack as much as possible. Like yeah, it really seemed like you guys had their number in that game. Especially when Toon going down there, just so pivotal. But okay, really, really good one. Snow points, do you have a specific one?
It would probably be the last play of the last
when
match.
I called you the best Hoopa in the goddamn world.
Yeah, I'll probably bring that with me everywhere, and that's probably my favorite like moment I've ever had in Unite.
I was so confused, just let me say, because Goof was going for a back cap, so I was up top. I took like the jump pad over. I was on the other side of the zap pit. I just see two dead. I'm like, I was like, no shot. I was like, wait, what? They're dead? I was like, okay, let's kill the other three. I was so confused, but then I saw it after. I was like, oh my god, that stun was crazy.
It was actually crazy because I was blind. Like, I couldn't see them when I stunned them on Hoopa.
Are you smokescreen?
Yeah, I was smokescreen, so I had to predict which way they were going. And then I stunned him into Bloodline's Blissey ult, which did, like, 2 billion damage to them. And then
it's
I just beamed
spin.
Him
yeah.
insta-killed him.
Okay, actually, one quick question before we keep going on this, guys. In this game, I felt like Rotom's throughout this game actually felt pretty impactful throughout this game. Like, the amount of time that was bought, especially with a comp like yours, where you guys need to be getting to secure off the map, you need to be knocking out farm everywhere to try to catch up. Maybe not Sylveon, but Blastoise definitely. Do you guys feel like the Rotoms in this game were impactful at all? Or is that objective still not really anything of import in a competitive game?
I think Rotom is really good, especially when like it's third dread coming up, because a whole team can't be at dread if they have to defend a Rotom. And typically the team that gets the Rotom gets the third dread.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, cool. Because I felt like on cast, I was like, because our other caster pair was like, yeah, the Rotom's just not that important. And I was like, no, it's super important. But yeah, anyway, so I'm really glad that in this game it actually paid off. So the Rotoms were putting in work. So nice picks out of you two. Utter, do you have a moment? It doesn't have to be in the game 5. It could be throughout the entire series if you have one.
Yeah.
It could be.
It's probably just me only hunting down Blastoise Goof in the very final game at 2 minutes, and then my team insta-picking the enemy team tank and jungler.
The one Pokemon that can actually kill Blastoise.
Oh, I was Blastoise hunting. It was Blastoise hunting, but it did feel good to have such a clean victory on the final game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And we already talked about it. Twitch chat either hated you or loved you. The full flip was in full force when it came to Twitch chat. But I think you guys winning that last game just... Okay, this play as well. Bloodline, you were fucking nuts, dude. I know, I'm swearing on my own. were you able to block that score and bring just enough time for Snow Points to get down here and block that score? Oh my gosh.
It was
that
beautiful.
Was so
that was a crazy
Oh yeah,
play,
we went
yeah.
over that after. Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, that was absolutely sick. So yeah, all right, great. Well, at least it was me swearing on my own show. all right, let's keep moving. Bloodline, do you have one in mind now that we were going through?
I think in order to really beat, you know, GG, such a strong team, you have to play like above your normal level. Like, you have to go above and beyond, right? And I think I had 2 Blissey ulties in that game, and I think both Blissey ulties popped Toon at very important times. I don't think the cast quite caught my first one. It was topside. I think a Rotom fight, he was about to kill Celestial, and then I like baited an ulti out where Celestial lived with like 100 HP, but Toon was like right on top of him.
Okay.
And I just wombo comboed him and he fell over. And then the same thing happened at Zap. So I think like those ulties, those were really good timed. I mean, they're ulties that I probably don't normally hit. It just was.
You're feeling it, man.
You know,
ice cold.
Yeah, you have to kind of play above
your
skill level at the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that knockout was so sick. Yeah, yeah. If Toon gets away there, that's catastrophic for the entire game for sure. But you guys are able to clean it up. You chase down Indy, who literally just can't get away. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
My favorite kill.
No, sure. No, the plays across the board were sick. Egoing aside, no, it was absolutely fantastic. Okay, Bulby, have you thought of one in this entire match so far?
I was trying to think, but then I thought of my conclusion was that I was playing Pup Lucario, so I couldn't really do anything crazy. So, sure. I don't know. I was happy with like my Sekirs, and I got a couple of solo kills, and I was like learning X attack, how I can like weave autos in with the faster attack speed and stuff. So I was happy how I played, but I didn't have like any crazy moment. I just happy I played well. So yeah.
Yeah. No, definitely. Okay. Well, again, guys, I've said it a few times on the show already. I gotta say it again. Huge congratulations to your team. It was so, so fun to watch your team. You gave us a myriad of comps day one and two, and you played it expertly, and of course, a bracket reset going all the way to game five of the reset game is the best gift I could ever have. So, thank you guys. That was so much fun to watch. Let's pivot a little bit out of the tournament, though. We've talked enough about that. The actual series as a whole. We're on the road to Worlds. This is the biggest tournament so far. Most championship points. It had cash, obviously. So definitely a very important one to win. We only have one more tournament until the most important tournament, though, which is going to be Regionals, which is where, of course, the top two spots make it to Worlds. If I'm looking at the points leaderboard right now, you know, not on what, if your team sticks together, I think you guys are completely locked up, even if you guys got like 0 points in May. I'm pretty, which you're already qualified, so that's impossible. So I'm pretty confident, like, even then, you're already locked in for Regionals. So the May tournament, not that important for your team. You're already locked in to Regionals. The higher seeding definitely could be important, especially in a scene like NA, where the mid-table teams are pretty scrappy, can take games off of anybody. It would be nice to, you know, level up a little bit in terms of seeding. How important, though, do you think is the May tournament overall? Does it feel weird to have such a big tournament of AOS Cup going right into, like, a smaller one and then right back into Regionals?
I think overall we want to keep our number one seed.
Okay.
So I think we're just playing to do better than Gladiators. Yeah. That's our main goal.
Sure. I mean, if you are number one and they're number two, you know that you're on opposite sides of the bracket. Where you will meet them will be in winners finals, where, like, honestly, you only have to beat two other teams then to make it and get that one or two spots. So yeah, definitely keeping those sides on the bracket. So wanting to stay above Gaming Gladiators, number one seed, obviously it looks really, really good. Very cool. So May finals, pretty important to your roster then, even if you already have it locked up.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah, we care about it.
Okay,
we're not taking it too lightly.
Okay, well, that's awesome. Good to hear. Maybe more than an hour of practice before the tournament. Would love to see. Who knows? Maybe that's wrong. Maybe you don't want to do that.
No, so we are. We definitely. At least for me, it definitely like reignited a lot in me. This AOS Cup.
Yeah, I've decided to stop playing League until, you know, Regionals also, so,
Okay, yeah. So you gotta make sure, you already won one cash prize, but a bigger cash prize, you can buy even more League skins. I love
true.
To hear great thinking. Awesome. Well, great. So obviously, May is important. Regionals, gonna be a huge tournament. Format aside, I think it's been debated quite a bit. People know my opinions on it. I'm sure everybody's voiced their opinions on it. I think the championship points matter. A lot of teams think they don't matter. Whatever. It's up in the air. But guys, one thing that's been kind of going on the scene, Roster Mania happened. We did the LFT episode yesterday. I want to ask you guys, I mean, obviously you guys are sticking together. Hopefully you guys are sticking together. You had a great tournament run. I'm sure it's not over for Full Send. However, we had a Roster Mania right before May. Do you expect another one right before Regionals after May Finals?
Absolutely.
I personally do. Because it's based off performance. And like we've been saying, Regionals is very inclusive. There's 24 teams. So it's like you can make it in with 0 championship points. There's enough slots if you're good enough. So that's like people aren't too scared. Like Black Hand, like they got 2 new members. They got top 4, but they will be playing in May. So like these top teams that are reforming are not scared to play. So I think if teams think they're getting upgrades and have a better chance at winning the whole thing, they're going to take it. So I personally think a lot more roster changes will happen because Even maybe after qualifiers, if a team doesn't make the qualifiers somehow and that they thought they should have, that's probably instant breakup. But oh, yeah, I'm sure even top 16, if they don't get like top four, they might be angry. So
yeah, I
personally think so.
Yeah, and I mean, it's kind of the nature of the beast too, right? Points are tied to players, and points are what gives you your seeding and your best chance of making it into a tournament. And also, I just want to say, like, if people hate this system, this is the same system in almost every tier, like, tier 2'd esport that we're seeing. Obviously, mm-hmm. Unite, we don't have a franchise scene yet, but, like, I've been a big, like, Call of Duty fan for a long time, and their competitive scene, Challengers, works the exact same way. And, like, this always happens. It's a big major tournament. Immediately after, before the really important one, all of a sudden, the free agent players with a whole lot of championship points to their name are, like, super sought after. So, we're seeing that a little bit already. IX Gaming is going to move up a little bit. Black Hand's not going to drop that far, even though they did drop one of their players in terms of, like, point rankings. They are losing one of their members, who got a lot of points. However, like, Overlord didn't earn points for a tournament, which is one. Also, they're picking up Elo from Blossom, so they're coming in with a ton of points as well. So, definitely have still good amount of seeding. I think I was talking on Twitter, like, the lowest they'll drop to is sixth, and I think they'll still be fifth because of Blossom leaving. So yeah,
definitely
it's gonna be interesting. But okay, well, last question before I let you guys go, I'm just really interested, outside of your squad, because obviously if I ask who's going to Worlds in North America, everyone's gonna say Full Send. Obviously, we have the most biased people towards that team in the call right now, me included. If the at the end of regionals, who is your guys' prediction? Who's gonna be representing North America alongside Full Send there? Who do you think is gonna be the team to do it?
Okay. I guess the easy answer would be GG, but with like how North America is, like, there's so many teams that can make it. It's like
absolutely.
GG, Nemesis, Black Hand, the new IX. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised to see IX GT or Sander Cheek's children and just some other teams. Like, it's gonna be close, but I guess if I had to pick, it'd be between GG, Nemesis, and Black Hand.
Yeah, those definitely seem like, obviously, you guys included, really seem to be like, you know, the Elite Four, if you will, of North America, like recently solidifying that position. But Celestial, how about you? If you were to pick one other team to make it there, is it just GG clearly, or do you think that, do you have a kind of a hot take on another team?
So I don't think it's GG clearly.
Okay.
I think GG is, I think there's a 75% chance they make it, right?
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
No, that's a great number. I think 75-25 is a great number to put it at.
I think it's very easy for them to have an off tournament, like was shown in March. You know, it's possible for them to maybe just not play well one tournament, and that's all it takes. One bad tournament for regionals, and you just don't make it. Like,
it's how playoffs work. Like, that's that's how these things, they matter. But yeah, that is true.
I think obviously a Felion. Oh,
yeah.
Go on, Ellen.
Wait, what?
Oh, sorry. Do you just have a pick outside of you guys? Who do you think is in the world?
Probably Black Hand.
Okay. Yeah.
If the game doesn't change too much directly ahead of regionals, I think Black Hand's probably going to be stronger than. I think Black Hand's going to be objectively better than Nemesis, but you know, obviously it's a best of three or even a best of five fashion. With a 10-minute game, it can for sure swing many ways.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad we had best of fives in Grand Finals, by the way. I would not be upset if that changed. If we, like, every tournament had Grand Finals best of five. I think that would be pretty exciting. But either way, I think that's a great shout. Big Black Hand fan, they just need to break the third, fourth place curse. Like, they're consistently always performing so well, getting up there, but they need to find themselves in that first or second if they want to make it to Worlds. It's a good shout. Bloodline, how about you?
I think it's kind of scary. I think what we did in this grand finals, where we just kind of pull out a comp out of nowhere and we do really good with it, kind of opens up a lot of doors for other teams to start just experimenting and seeing what other regions are doing. Mm-hmm. I think regionals is kind of wide open. There's a lot of possibilities. But if I were to say, I would agree with Bulby. The easy one is probably GG.
Okay.
But I would say my next guess would be Black Hand. Going into the tournament, when we got into top four, my mindset was, if we can beat Black Hand, then we can get to grand finals. Because I think Gotcha. The next closest competition is Black Hand. I have a lot of respect for those guys. Those guys are really good. Mm-hmm. So I think they're someone that we got to be careful for too.
Yeah. Black Hand versus Full Send is always the matchup I'm going to be looking forward to. I know Celestial, your rival, is a Philion, but in my heart, it's going to be Full Send versus Black Hand are always my favorite matches to watch. Obviously, GG and Full Send up there as well. Snow Points, do you have a pick too?
I don't know. It would be Black Hand or Gladiators for me, probably.
Gotcha. Yeah, those two make a lot of sense. Well, awesome, guys. I think we'll call the show there. We're about out of time. I don't want to take any more of yours up. You got to get to practicing now. No more League of Legends for Celestial, so now the practice schedule is broken wide open. So, excited to see what you guys can do in tournament life and ongoing. Before we finish up the show, though, I want to give each of you guys just a little bit of a chance to sell out, shout out, whatever you want to do. Plug your stuff. Where can people find you on the internet? Where can they watch you? All that good stuff. Bloodline, why don't we kick it off with you?
My Twitter handle is TTV_Bloodline1. My Twitch is Bloodline1. Hopefully I'll start streaming there soon if I can get my PC going up. Hopefully I can see a lot of people there. Just shout out to my mom. Sorry I played a tournament the whole Mother's Day weekend.
True.
Shout out to all the people that supported me, all those amazing messages I got after the tournament. Man, it was a wave of emotions after we won that one, and I couldn't be more thankful to be where I am right now, you know?
That's awesome. That's awesome. I love to hear that. Okay, awesome. Bulby, how about you?
Yeah, I just have my Twitch, twitch.tv/BulbyDiff, D-I-F-F, and yeah, I guess I don't have anything else to promote. I just want to say thanks to everyone, too. Like, it's so nice. I work so hard, and people are, like, telling me, like, like how much I deserved it because of how hard I worked, and I couldn't appreciate it more. So yeah, thanks to everybody.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, let my name be another one added to that.
For sure.
Bulby, you worked so freaking hard. I'm really, really glad you got that first. That's sick, man. Celestial, how about you?
I have Twitter, Celestial Unite, and then Twitch, Celestial Unite, both same username. That's just all there is. Cool. And then obviously, you know, big thanks to everyone who messaged afterwards. It was very, very cool.
Yeah,
very
definitely.
Nice.
We're feeling the love quite a bit on the North American server. That's hype. Awesome. Snowpoints, how about you?
Twitter is Snowpoints, 2 W's, and then Twitch is just Snowpoints. I'm just going to hop on the train again and just say, like, thanks to everyone who, like, came out and supported last few days.
Yeah.
And my mom, I guess. Like, I'll thank my mom as well. And my girlfriend, she sat in an Airbnb by herself for, like, hours a day waiting,
yeah,
watching the
tourneys. That is the thing.
Still cheering us on.
Yeah,
right. I appreciate her support though.
Oh, definitely. That's huge. Okay, Otter, how about you? I hear that you want to drag everyone. That you hated the rest of your team. Is that right? Or no, positive with the rest of the squad.
yeah. I'm chilling with everyone. But
good.
I'm on Twitter and Twitch, OtterVGC. Definitely thankful for my roommates who supported me. One of which he was watching live, and to like make sure to not obstruct my tournament whatsoever, he went on his mobile internet rather than being on Wi-Fi because he didn't want to disrupt the tournament in any way. But also it was really nice to see like new people supporting us in Twitch chat and stuff. We kept making a joke as a team of like, oh, you know, everybody who's like new that we're seeing supporting us, we're putting them on a list and stuff.
That's awesome.
But it was really nice to see.
Very, very cool. Well, shout outs to Full Send. Shout outs to Random Gaming a little bit for some nice.
Oh yeah. No, absolutely.
Oh my god. Sure.
But you guys already kind of paid them, which was like my favorite tweet I think in the last week. That was the best when you gave the receipts for that, but that is awesome. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in and watching episode 26 of Overdunk. If you're checking it out on Twitch, make sure to just leave a follow on the channel and all that good stuff. Also on youtube.com/UniteMix is where you'll find every episode of Overdunk, as well as my co-casters Dupe Snacks show, Late Night Unite, which is more of a one-on-one interview kind of setting. And then, of course, this show is also released in podcast form, Spotify, Apple, Google, all that good stuff. So if you're already listening it there, make sure you just hit the 5-star review. Helps more people find the show, more people listen, more people like Overdunk and Pokemon Unite, which is what we really want so much. But the last thing I wanted to say, just the end of the episode, is obviously Dubsnax and I got the chance to cast AOS Cup this last weekend. It was my first time on the broadcast publicly. I just want to say, like, it was the biggest thing, like, in the world to me, to be able to be on the official broadcast. Like, you guys were having an emotional moment getting off at the end. When I logged off, like, I was also feeling the emotion. It felt amazing to actually be on the live. It felt amazing to be cheering you guys on as well in the finals. It was so, so nice. But, like, honestly, none of that would have happened without the amount of support that we've got on Unite Mics, on the channel, on my personal Twitter, like, in the Discord and everything. So, biggest of thank yous out there. Unite Mics, we love doing commentating. We love doing casting. We like to improve at that. But more so, like, we just really like this community, and we want to be a part of it as best as we can. And just the affirmation that we got was amazing. So, all that being said, thank you so much. But this has been Overdunk episode 26. I have been Zoinks. They have been Full Send. Until next time, we'll see you guys all later. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.